like, I'm not gonna sit here in front like I knew about you since the beginning of your career. I heard your name came up in a few different rooms.
Yes, sir.
And that's how I know you're doing your shit.
Yes, sir. I mean, you're not supposed to know me at my to be in my career. That's what we want to happen for me. We want to gain for me more supporters and, you know, more people on board with what we got going on in the movement. So, you know, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you even just tapping in, you feel me, and giving the time. You know, we all work hard at our craft, you feel me?
Facts. So. And I'm thankful because, honestly, bro, I spent the last 3 hours listening to your music straight. I did. A lot, some of them over and over.
Yes, sir.
But it was just doing some at work just to have it in the background. And then after work, I was playing it just to get the vibe, just to really get the feel of who we're going to have on the episode tonight. Yes, and after letting him hear it too, and we sat and we talked together, we both pretty much had the same conclusion.
Yeah, facts.
About your music. Fire. Yeah. Absolutely fire. And now,
you deserve your credit.
Yes, you deserve your flowers while you're alive. This is why we think your music is fire. For one, beat selections, top tier. 100%. Fucking amazing. From the minute it drops to the next drop and until the end, it's just, it gets you hooked.
Appreciate that, bro.
And the one thing we were sitting here talking about was your vocals. Like, you, as a matter of fact, say it the way you say it.
I say, right, you captivate a different type of, like, you definitely a different type of flow, right? You have this new age thing where you are melodic, right, when you vocalize your ways, but your flow is so complex. Like, it's flows on beats so effortlessly. It's amazing to hear somebody of your age putting in that type of work when it comes to their music. Like, that shit, it means a lot more. Like, especially with us, I know it for a fact, especially with him, he really appreciates people's music. And when I can hear him tell me, like, yo, this is fire, and especially coming from somebody, not going to say local, we're going to say up and coming.
Right? Nah, he came. Yeah, no homo.
Pause, hold up.
In fact, you're just an artist. Let's just put it that way. You're just an artist. You're not going to say none of that shit.
Go for that.
But that shit, it means that it's good.
Yes.
Right? Yes, and you put in your work. And I already immediately downloaded songs that I've heard.
Selfish.
He's done the same
That's
thing.
That's my favorite song.
He's done
Selfish.
The same thing.
Selfish. Selfish.
Selfish.
That song is fire.
I do appreciate that. Yeah. I really do appreciate that.
I need my sweater back.
I need my sweater back.
I need my sweater back.
Hey, I still have my recording.
I need my sweater back.
You know what's so crazy about that? Like, you're around the age where that's a lot more common in their age than it is in ours at this point, right? Because older women, they're not really taking your sweaters. They're mean. You know what I mean? You taking the sweater. So he meant that shit, and it brought back a feeling in you. You were like, man, fuck that shit. I need my sweater back.
I mean, to be real, bro, well, a lot of older women my age are too thick to fit my sweater.
They ain't fitting that motherfucker.
I can leave it at their house and it still won't be worn. It can't even be a crop top.
Hey, fuck with them BBWs.
Too much titties too.
Hey, you ain't ever fuck a fat woman.
I have.
Do you enjoy sex with BBWs?
It was valid. I'll say that.
Would you publicly claim having sex with?
You just did.
No, I'm talking about singlifying her.
Say that again.
Would you point her out? Would you be like, this is the BBW I fucked? Would you be in public with her?
Nah, hell no.
No PDA.
Absolutely not. Oh
damn.
What the fuck, like, is PDA?
That's some low key, like,
public display of affection.
Oh.
Like holding hands in public. That's disgusting. Ew, let's not get into that.
Not that I wouldn't.
It's
that,
cute when you're in love.
Not that I wouldn't, feel me, like, you know, be with a BBW.
You know what's fucked up about this right here? You can say that shit, right? And then they end up getting married to a woman, having like 3-4 kids with them, and then they end up looking the same way. You might as well got with the one before. You could have convinced her to turn around.
You feel me, like I got nothing against BBWs. Like, I wouldn't have nothing against being with a BBW, feel me, woman, feel me, but You know, that's not my preference, I would say. I would say that's not my preference.
What's your preference?
The funny thing is, I don't got an exact preference. But it's just,
I just know it's not BBWs.
You feel what I'm saying? I have nothing against it though. You feel me? Not that. You feel me? It's nothing. You feel me? Wrong with them? You feel me? They beautiful. You feel me? It's just not my preference.
Not
for
the
other. I hear.
More big girls for me.
100%. That's all you.
I love a big girl at least from time to time. Though. Why? Because I'm Jamaican?
Yes.
He's Haitian.
That's
not my Haitians opinion. Love big girls.
Yeah, they do. I think a lot of Haitian women do be more on the thicker side, but not like, I wouldn't say BBW though.
No, it's just more on the thicker Island side. Thick and American thick, two different types of thick.
Two different type of thicks.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, they eat that, you feel me, like organic, fully grown food
exactly.
out there, you feel me?
Healthy shit.
We eating these
preservatives.
Chemicals, you feel me?
Shit, we can't even pronounce.
Yeah, 100%. You feel me?
Can't even pronounce half the shit you eat. Your shit, like this. Have you ever read your cereal ingredients? Your cereal ingredients.
That's why you don't read them.
That's why you don't.
Nah, facts.
Hey yo, if you hold on, what's
scared
this
the
fun,
shit out you?
What's this fun motherfuckers is using? This shit got.
That shit got cancer warnings
lead,
on it.
She got lead chemical in it. Lead chemical.
Peep how you that. Know?
Peep it.
This product can expose you to chemicals including lead, which is known to the state of California. Oh, this is the California shit. This shit is on everything.
You buy a tripod, the California shit.
Yeah,
that can get
it
you
really,
cancer.
It really is.
Everything you buy in the state of California can give you cancer.
It's probably for the plastic.
I think California just gives you cancer. And if it comes from Cali, it comes with cancer.
100%.
I think that's just what it is.
Nah, it's just so progressive that they want, or whatever call it progressive, if you want to. But there's a million homeless people out there.
How many genders do you think there are?
It's two genders.
Nope. It's 412. The and counting part is accurate, so we really don't know. It's infinite.
It's all right.
That's what we say. I would say how many genders there are. We just go into infinity and beyond.
I would say
just
I would
bring out Buzz Lightyear.
I would say there's naturally two genders. You feel me? Naturally two genders.
But
you feel
to me? Be honest with you, I can't name a third.
I wouldn't. You know,
call me ignorant.
I got you.
Name a third.
That's the Jamaican name.
Just name a third for me.
Tishis.
Yeah.
So you combine both and made it one?
Yep. Don't they do that?
I wouldn't.
Do you think hermaphrodites are real?
Yes. That's a medical condition.
Describe that.
A person. Oh, I can't say a woman or a man. A person with both genitalia.
So professional.
Sometimes okay. You have to be when it comes to medical conditions.
You can roll up another one if you want to, because I know that should make you want to smoke.
Yeah.
He's thinking like, wait, they make those for real?
So medical. You ever seen South Park? Cartman's mom is a hermaphrodite. That's how she got pregnant. Yep.
I know. That's what I'm going to tell their kids when they can't find the dad.
I think I seen something like that in what, Hangover? The movie Hangover? Something like that? It was like some... Now, if,
God
if
was I'm, like draw two,
but I don't know if that's real though. Like I ain't never really heard nothing like that.
Are you old enough to remember when Sierra was a hermaphrodite?
She was never a hermaphrodite. Sierra, niggas is always.
Do you remember when
that was a rumor when we was young.
I ain't never heard that incident.
Yes,
Sierra was.
A rumor going on that Sierra had both parts.
I ain't never heard that shit.
I don't know where it came from. She's too pretty to have both parts. I think.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even.
But it's always the pretty ones.
Nah,
most fucked up shits.
I ain't never even been that tapped into Sierra, if I'm being 100%. Like, for me, it was never nobody that, like, I was more like an Aaliyah, you feel me?
So you never want to let me see a 1-2 step?
I heard the song a lot of times, but I never really really cared for Sierra.
That's
like,
straight. But at least know about her from the future, Toxicity.
Toxic. No, that's my, for me, that's my song. That's my song, Toxic.
I know, but and all the toxic stuff come from future, which relates to Sierra.
Oh, nah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're talking about that
Sierra. That Sierra.
She was the rumor. How he say that shit? Say it again.
Hermaphrodite.
Say it again. Okay, I'm trying my best to say that motherfucker right now. I'm trying to get that shit out so
hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite.
Yeah, hermaphrodite.
They said Sierra hermaphrodite.
They used to. I think it was just great marketing for her.
Damn. I don't know if that's great marketing.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. Yeah, they say all publicity, good publicity. Yeah, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I wouldn't
go with that publicity. Yeah, they say that until they start saying you was a hermaphrodite.
I wouldn't go with that publicity. Coast. All my niggas, we coasting. High grade, we smoking. On the highway, we rolling. Cracking bottle, we toasting.
What's the matter of fact, before I even get into that as well too, man. Welcome to motherfucking Weed and Whiskey Podcast, the greatest podcast in the motherfucking world. If you didn't know, nah, you know.
They already knew.
I know about that bitch you was fucking last week, then you didn't want to tell nobody.
She knew about us.
I knew about the money you took away from that person and you want me to tell him. I know. Us. But because you listen to us, I won't tell your secret. Your secret is safe with us.
But nah, they know, boy.
So keep listening, tell your friend to tell a friend, okay? So welcome to Weed and Whiskey Podcast, where we only do nothing but great motherfucking personalities in the motherfucking world. Why? Because we're great motherfucking personalities, of course. And in here, we have, of course, another great personality. This man literally came in here, and I ain't gonna lie, he came in here against the rules, but because it's who he is, we gave him time to be comfortable and let him know. He came in here on his humble shit. But we tell him, yo, we have too many great people on here for you to be humble. Like, you out here is doing your shit itself too, my nigga. You are making accolades that a lot of people wish they could make. You are killing beats in ways people wish they can sound like. You are going places a lot of people wish they can go. And at the age you're doing it is very, very spectacular. And the knowledge and how you're carrying yourself just means that you're going to go very, very far. From the conversation we've been having here so far, you're honestly just at the beginning. And respectfully saying, there's so much for you to still peek at. And I mean that in the most complimentary way ever. Because like I said about me comparing to Nipsey going back home and coming home and light it, I feel like the minute you go back home and come back here, your sound is going to have a different elevation to it.
Yes, sir.
No, I have that feeling. I feel like you have a craft and you know how to do it. It just comes natural and you're trying to fine tune it, sharpen it, and put the works in it right now. But there's certain factors that no matter how hard you work here is not gonna bring you that feeling that you're looking for. And I feel like you're searching for something with it too. Absolutely. Like you're trying to get something out of it. Like as much as you love the little things, people who love the little things, they're searching for something else, you know?
Yes, sir.
That's why they appreciate everything else that come with it, because it's not what they're looking for. Yes, but sir. I personally don't think you're gonna find that until you step back home.
Absolutely.
And I'm not Absolutely. Saying that's the only thing that's gonna do it, but I feel like that's gonna be a huge part on it, only because I see where you are intellectually. And like we say, your music, dog, is different. Because when I said that you sound like what a lot of people want to sound like, this is what I mean by that. The way you get on these drill beats, you and these trap beats, you don't come with just the 1-2 cadence. Like, you're literally putting substance and you're putting actual full complete sentences on these fucking tracks. You're putting stories on these tracks. You know, you're not really good. I love that. It's not incomplete sentences. So I can get hype and I can actually hear substance in it. And it's not something I can listen to once and I can remember it. And that's a good thing to me.
Yes.
To me, that's a good thing. If you have, when you have to listen to a song more than once, and that's when you know the words. That's what I get from your music.
Absolutely.
I gotta sit and listen to it. And so, like I said, "Selfish" so far is my favorite song from you, bro.
Hey, I definitely appreciate that, man. I definitely like. I understand what you mean by, you know, having to get back home and, you know, like really reach out to that culture, man. I've heard that a few times, and that's something I'm like, most looking forward to, you know, like I gotta stop playing it and renew my passport. That's something I've been having to do for like the last few months now. I'm supposed to renew my passport.
That same shit.
I'm definitely trying to, you know, get out there and you know, just you know, kind of catch a sense and understand my coach on a different level, you know, and get that feeling that you know you're talking about, because I think you know. I think we're all trying to, you know, search for something.
A higher purpose.
You know, search for a higher, you know, higher purpose, you know, at least that's what I'm trying to do, you feel me? Like, that's what I'm aiming towards. So, like, I definitely want to, you know, connect with my culture, and just get a different understanding of where my bloodline is from, you know.
Yeah, get some coach. Like I said, make a video when you go there, nigga. Get some culture in that bitch.
Absolutely.
I want to get this off so I can get into some bullshit. Where was one place that your music has brought you that you like? What was your best place to say for that?
The best place that I've been to?
Yeah. Or what is the best thing that has happened, or the most memorable thing that has happened to you because of your music?
Most memorable thing, I think the most memorable thing to me, honestly, thus far, is just seeing, you know, having my mother and father, you know, share. You know, I had my first headliner, my very first headliner, you know, so I've been working my ass off the last few years, you know, opening up, you know, paying, you know, doing different shows, and, you know, just trying to get my name, you know, on a bigger platform. And I recently had my first headliner, you know, I having both my parents there, sharing that moment with me, and, you know, that moment just being so, you know, amazing the way it was. I think that was just the best. Like, hands down, like, thus far right now, the best moment I've had in my career. Because that's really who I do it for, you know. It's my parents, my mother and my father.
That's fire that you say that, because I've been listening and I realize your parents are heavily involved into your career. And they're heavily supportive of your career, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I love hearing stuff like that, though. So, your parents are listening to your music, even when you're not around as well, too. They're bumping and supporting you regularly.
Absolutely.
That's fire, yo. Yeah, to me, that's how you know you make fucking good music.
Yes, sir.
When you have it. People like your parents that can listen to it and be like, that's my boy.
Yes,
sir. Shout out to your parents.
That's my boy.
Just for being so supportive of you. Like, that's a dope thing. Like, this,
real shit,
a lot of
yo.
Parents, especially parents that come from other countries, look at certain things like, yo, that's a waste of time.
100%.
And for them to be supportive of you and support the fact that you have a dream and you want to do this shit for real, that's dope.
Were they supported in the beginning, or did it take time for them to see the dream?
I think they were always supportive and with whatever I was doing. Like I said, both of them made music themselves, you know. Okay. So I think just them, you know, them seeing, you know, the you know what it takes, you know, to get to a certain level, and them, you know, not being able to, you know, get to certain points that maybe they were trying to get to, left a sense of, you know, them being scared to let me, you know, kind of like
reach that type of failure.
Exactly, that exactly right there.
They were trying to protect you from it.
And so I think there was definitely a sense of protection in the beginning, which, you know, I definitely understand, you know, them being parents and them going through it, you know, that they want the best for their child. And so they were always, you know, trying to kind of guide me and steer me more towards, like, you know, the school and college route. It just wasn't for me. It just wasn't something that, like, I in my heart, you know, wanted to do.
Music was your calling.
Music is just something that I knew that I wanted to put my energy and my full focus and my full, like, you know, my full drive into. And so that's exactly what I did. But now today, they definitely, you know, they're 100%, you know, on board with everything, and you know, I think I needed them, you know, kind of, I needed them to be how they were in the beginning, you know, kind of maybe like pushing it more to the side for me to go harder.
See, if you actually wanted it for yourself.
Absolutely.
Because if you could overcome that obstacle of your parents,
100%,
then there's not many obstacles that's going to sway you from that shit.
100%.
It doesn't really matter after that.
Exactly. Because if my parents are supporting me, what else really matters, to be honest with you?
Exactly. Because
the people who matters are giving me the approval.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. And I feel like, you know, like, that goes with, you know, that goes for anybody and with whatever they doing, you know, like, anything they doing, like, this, not everybody gonna support you 100%, you feel me? Like, people always want to see you do good, of course. People are gonna, like, the closest people to you, I'm saying, like, not just people, but the closest people to you, they're gonna want to see you do good, you feel me? They have the best interest for you, you feel me? You feel me? But sometimes they might not just see the vision that you see at the time.
Because they have their own vision for you.
Because they have their own vision, and that's okay, you feel me? But you gotta use that as your own motivation, you feel me? The only person saying thing that you can't do something is you. You feel me? So like, as long as you can see the vision, make it happen and make everybody else see the vision. You feel me? That's what you gotta do. You gotta create that reality.
Prove them right.
You feel me? That's all you gotta do. You feel me? It's like at the end of the day, they have your best interest. So show them that this is my best interest. And then you feel me?
They follow through and they follow suit after that.
Exactly.
I love shit like that, because to have your parents supportive of the things that you do, and again, just have your family and your loved ones supportive of the things that you do, it brings a different type of freedom. You know?
100%.
It just makes you be like, okay. It basically puts you in, I don't have nothing to lose type of thing.
Exactly.
I can give my all at this point. I got nothing to look over my shoulder, because the people who I need to look over are right there holding me going forward.
Yeah, I know they got my back.
And I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people will mistake people that be worried about them in a different way as not supportive, and they take it as not love. You know what I mean? They just love you, but they're worried about you a lot of the times. Like, parents and loved ones be worried about you, so they're like, oh, I don't know if you should do that. Oh, I don't think you should be involved in, you know what I mean? I think you should just go to school or something like that. And just
especially the island parents. Exactly. The island parents love, because they're scared.
Exactly, they're scared.
That's all they know, you feel me? A lot.
And that's why they come here. Parents,
that's all they know.
That's why the only thing that's going to be a guaranteed good opportunity.
Success, exactly. Yeah.
But that's why I said that. It's shout out to your parents for that, because that's a thing. If somebody can support your dreams for real, and it's not the traditional route, that's love right there.
100%.
So what is 100%. Your higher purpose?
My higher purpose?
From your perspective.
I think we're all still searching for a higher purpose. You feel me? I think, because if we really break it down, music's not going to be here forever. You feel me? I'm going to have to put my energy into something else later. And then after that's done, you feel me? I'm going to have to put my energy into something else, you feel me, later. Whatever the case may be, even when I retire, there's going to be something I want to have a passion for, you feel me? So I think my high purpose is just finding true happiness, you feel me? True happiness, and not depending on, my music for happiness, or not depending on a person for happiness, or, you feel me, certain relationships, friends, whatever, for happiness, but just finding true happiness in myself, day in and day out. I think that's just my purpose, to be honest. Damn.
That's heavy, nigga.
No, 100%. 100%.
That's deep shit. 100%. But I like that, because a lot of people, they give basic answers when it comes to life, and to me, life is not simple, yo.
Absolutely not. 100%.
Just waking up every day, that's not a simple task. There's so much that goes behind just the ability to wake up, to breathe, to have another chance to make your dreams come true, to make the people that you love happy, just to have an opportunity for a second chance. There's so much that comes with just waking up, and I don't know. I don't like to just stand down and be like, "Yeah, that's cool," and just shun it off, because just living is beautiful, dog. 100%. And to be able to create art in this fucking world is a whole nother beauty. And then when the world love your art, it makes you feel alive.
But you said 100%. Music ain't gonna always be here. You don't think music is a forever thing?
Oh, no. Like, all right, don't get me wrong. Like, music will always be here, of course. You feel me? Like, I can make music to, you feel me, till I drop, which, you feel me, I plan to, you feel me, I hope but so.
You don't retire from music.
At some point in my life, you feel me, I'm gonna wanna put my passion to something else. You feel me? After I complete, you feel me, my goals for what I want to complete in music, you feel me, whatever those are, because I have big aspirations that I can't even see past where I want to be, honestly.
Do you ever reach an end point with that, though?
I think you could. I think some people do. Like, they it depends on where they want to be in their mind. It's all a mindset thing. You feel me? You're creating your reality at the end of the day. You feel me? You're putting a capstone on where you want to be in your life. You feel me? Or what you want to do with your life. You feel me? You're the only person putting a capstone on that.
Because the reason I ask is, people say they want something, and when they get it, they want twice of it.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's just a human nature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there really an end goal to it, or even chasing something else isn't just a continuation of what you're already chasing, but just now the energy is directed towards something else?
Something else, absolutely. But the thing is, you want to know why? It's because we're simply here. We're placed on this earth to create.
That's what I'm saying. Literally, everything is about creating. That's life, art.
It's all a creation. We are literally placed on this earth to create. Literally. That's what we're supposed to do. So once we create and we accomplish our creation, we're gonna want to create something else. You feel me? That's just the human nature.
Fact.
You feel me? All right, we finally attained. I just got this motherfucking Lambo. You feel me? Shit, I'm in this motherfucker. I've been this motherfucker for a year straight. All right, let me create a different reality, nigga. I already lived this reality. Let me create another one. You feel me? Like that's just the human nature. We want to create different realities for ourselves. That's just
really what it is.
It's just, you know.
Let me get a little deep real quick. So you believe in parallel?
He's about to say no.
Yeah, I was.
I'm watching myself over here. Like, I'm watching my words. Like,
can't even go. Like, why everything gotta be gay?
When you see gay, look the other way. But you believe in multiple and parallel universes?
I do.
So, because I also have this theory that the reason why we have unlimited realities is because we're creating new ones every second.
Every second.
The minute you have a choice between two things, you created a new reality. Absolutely. Because one reality is the choice you made, and the other reality is what the choice could have been.
What it would have been.
And then now that extends to other realities within itself.
And there's billions that just not like...
Exactly. So you know, now that's the... Then to me, that's where the deja vu feelings come in at that point.
Right.
Because now realities are coinciding.
Yeah.
They're interjecting. Now they have commonalities between them. So you're kind of really peering into the other one at that time. So you have that deja vu feeling kind of just stacked on each other. Like, absolutely. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely.
Because to me, dreams is just you tapping into the next reality or going into another dimension.
Absolutely. That's that. It honestly is, because if you think about it, you know, our bodies, our flesh, you feel me? We go to sleep, you feel me? But our minds, mm-hmm. our spirits, it's still roaming. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? We could be... Nah, that's 100%. That's 100%. I feel
100%. I like to tap into the, like... I don't know. I like to type into deeper shit. Like, all right, this is one little thing I have to play around with. Like, you believe in cartoon conspiracies?
Absolutely.
All right. So one of my favorite one is the Flintstones and the Jetsons. Have you ever heard anything around that one?
Flintstones and the Jetsons. Nah, I be more tapped into like the Simpsons.
All right. So the Flintstones. So you know what they are.
Yeah.
So you've seen both of them individually, what they are.
I know the Flintstones. Jetsons. I gotta.
Jetsons is with Elroy, and they take in the space. They're in the future, but they live in those elevated homes and whatnot. They drive the spaceships, and they basically it's pretty much like almost living in space.
Yeah.
But and then there, you know, the Flintstones.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's some theories that says that the Flintstones and the Jetsons are actually happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's one theory.
That the Flintstones and the Jetsons are happening at the same time.
That's the Jetsons.
Mm-hmm. Never seen that?
They're
supposed to be like futuristic.
Yeah.
So they're happening at the same time because
it's supposed to take place in like 2000 like 20 something.
Something exactly.
Like, we already passed the year.
Exactly. And then they're also saying that the Flintstones actually is the future. And the Jetsons is the past.
Mm.
So it's kind of like the Star Trek and Star Wars theory, where they say one is really the future and the other is really the past.
Yeah.
Like the most advanced one is really the past, and the one that's supposed to be post-apocalyptic is supposed to be the future.
I mean, some people like, you feel me, like, would argue that we had even more technology in the past.
I think more advanced than we are now.
I can take on to a whole different loop right now because I'll be having a lot of different perspectives with it. Like, you feel me? Like, have you ever heard of the egg theory?
The chicken and the egg theory?
Nah, just the egg theory.
Nah, go ahead, elaborate.
Alright, so basically, like, we're like, and this is all just perspective, you feel me? I'm not saying I believe in this, I'm not saying
nah,
I don't.
Nah, this is all just theory.
This is all just theory and perspective.
Man, it's weed and whiskey, believe it if you want. This is all just this is shit.
But, yeah, like, the egg theory, they basically say, like, basically saying time is not linear. So time itself is not linear. It's not going like 2000 and it's going up. It's happening at the same time. Like,
the past, the present, and the future is all happening at the same time.
You feel me?
So I love this. So yes,
speaking like if we was to reincarnate right now, I can come back in 1878.
But it's still technically the same time as 2022.
Exactly. You feel me? Like
you time travel into the past and you come back into the future, you never missed out on nothing. 100%. No matter how many time you how much time you spent into the past.
They be like, like you could ask somebody right now, like, you think time travel is real? And they'll be like, nah, maybe in the future it'll be real. But yo, think about it. Real, think about this.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Time travel is real in the future, money. Real now. Time travel is real right now, bro.
Facts.
Think about
it,
bro.
Time travel is real now.
Time travel is real right now, bro.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Every time I see a time travel movie, I think about that. I always thought that. I'm like, if time travel was real then that means they're here now. So the time travel is actually real.
So if you really think about it, the idea of travel is leaving one destination and going to another.
Absolutely.
That's just the idea of travel. Yeah. So in order to time travel, you then have to travel from one portal to another compatible portal. So in order to try time travel into the past, you have to time travel to a portal that's compatible to that
time machine. Time machine, yeah.
That's some real shit.
Some shit like that.
But I like that. I like that, yo, because I really do believe that everything is that's one of my theories, that everything is happening at the same time. Like, there's no such thing as past, future, or present. Like, every time you say you're distant to the past, that's just you tapping into a different frequency, and that different frequency allows you to see a different time, a different space time.
Absolutely,
because time space is different from space time. Mm-hmm. They're inverted versions of each other.
Yeah, you could be like in space. You could be in space, right? If space is real, I don't know if we're gonna get into that. Into
the Fermat.
There's a Fermat.
This ain't 1969. Wasn't real.
I ain't gonna do all that.
Hold on. We about to ask this right now.
Go ahead.
Is the Earth flat? But that's right now.
I personally believe that the Earth is flat. That's my personal opinion.
You ever had a telescope?
Yeah, when I was young, I have.
So how the fuck could you believe that?
Yo, listen. Y'all be saying like, oh, if the Earth is flat, why can't I just look down? Like, you're not gonna be able to just look down, because you feel me. First of all, there's mountains, there's mad. You feel me? Like the horizon, you're not gonna be able to see past the horizon. You feel me? It's just impossible. You feel me? But if you, bro, you feel me? Like my personal opinion, bro. You could look at the whole globe, you feel me? And if you, instead of looking at it as a globe, if you spread out the whole map, it literally looks like just one piece of land, you feel me? Like, not one piece of land, it's all divided, of course. But it looks like one piece of land that you could just, you feel me?
Put as a puzzle together
in a way, Pangea. You feel me?
You know about Pangea?
What's that?
Pangea is.
So, Pangea is exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you ever heard of continental drift?
Yeah.
So, continental drift is when the continents drift apart, but if you actually put them together, they're actually all one landmass.
They're one landmass.
And it's called Pangea.
And then you got Antarctica surrounding it.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's just my personal opinion. You feel me?
To tap into that theory a little bit more, they actually say Antarctica is technically the center of that.
Center of that?
Yes. So that's why they have the treaties that nobody could do any type of business or any type of anything in Antarctica.
Right.
Because once you actually get there and reach a certain elevation, you actually see the Earth for what it actually really is. And people don't talk about the different types of UFOs and military station points that's there. That a lot of people have a storage point.
Right.
Because they have caves that, because of the geothermal energy there, it literally have the caves melted out, and you can actually go in there, and that it's so heated in that air that it actually hollows it. So they have different things in there. So that's why they have all these treaties that you can't actually go to Antarctica. You never heard of anybody hiking
ever
Antarctica.
No, you can't go over there.
It's illegal to go over there.
You can't go over there. They won't let you go over there. Now tell me why the hell they gonna make it illegal to go over there.
They actually have it to shoot first. Ask question later in Antarctica.
That's crazy. Like, that's
niggas
that's
didn't
crazy.
Know that.
Yeah.
If they catch you there and you're unsanctioned,
they train that shit like Area 51. Like, it's not even
maybe that
me.
Is
like,
Area 51.
Okay, this is
something. All right, I 100% do not. I know there's no way in hell that this shit is flat.
I have two theories with it. I theorize in flat Earth.
All right,
go ahead.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's your opinion. I I had a telescope as a kid too. I remember looking up and I was like, wow, that shit looks so crazy as a globe.
So you also do also believe that once with the naked eye, once you're looking, actually just with the human eye in general, when you're actually looking and it reaches a certain distance, your eye automatically see curvature?
I think if you're high enough, yeah.
No. Go to the beach. Go to the beach right now. Go to the beach. Go to the ocean and look. Look into the distance. Don't it look like the water dips over?
Yeah, but how much proof do motherfuckers need? There's a motherfucker who went up in a fucking air balloon shit from Red Bull and jumped off the edge and saw a big ass globe. Like, you see a curve. Like, I don't know but what else to say. There's a lot of things
that goes bro, into you're not like, going to see just, a curve from jumping anywhere near
yeah,
the earth.
Yeah, like, but there's also things that talking about even the GPS of the planes is actually structured to make it seem yeah, like the earth like is actually curved.
Going to certain places.
But it's really not. You can they really just take the different routes just to make it seem like there's farther distance between these places.
There's proof for that too.
Yeah, there's proof for that as well too.
You can pull statistics up on that shit.
I dabble into theories.
You ever heard about the people who actually tried to do the math and was like, yeah, doing it wrong. And it was like, yo, the earth is flat. And then when they did the math, they was like, oh, it is a globe.
It's not.
Nah, but like, I'm not feeling me like.
It's a theory.
It's just, it's my personal opinion. It's a theory. Like, I'm not knocking nobody.
That's what I'm you saying. It's not like, going to change nothing.
I think the earth is like a combination of being hollow and flat.
Hollow and flat, it's like more of like a.
Because the, like to me.
I need some more weed, bro, because this shit. I need some more weed for this conversation.
He said, you feel me? Like, I'm
thinking
saying,
in a know, wave.
Like, I'm saying, though, you said, like, hollow amp. You feel me? All like,
right. That's what it is.
You know what I did? You know what I was like? That's like when you go around a girl, you know she's sophisticated, and you try to sound smart just for her. You just start saying a whole bunch of shit and hope you think she think you smart. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I definitely try smart. I try being smart for Pum Pum. Oh, I don't have to try being smart. I am smart. What am I talking about? I just put on that little extra mojo. Try being smart. Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. When there's a pretty girl around, dog, I use extra big words. I do. I really do. Either you're gonna understand it or I'm gonna confuse it. Either way, I won. Either way, I won. Because if you understand it, you're gonna be like, oh, what you know about that, young boy? But if you don't, if I confuse you, you're gonna be like, oh, he's smart. So either way,
sometimes the words don't even be that big of words.
Yeah. It really don't.
It's just an alternate
word. It's just a word you haven't heard in a common everyday sentence.
Yeah.
Like, however,
you just gotta get a little from me, a little smirk, a little laugh. On
my favorite word ever is provocative.
What's the craziest thing you ever did to get some pussy?
I went through a Like a window, but it was on the second story. Like it was on the on the second floor.
You ain't scared of heights.
Nah, so like from like I climb, and mind you, the window not even a regular size window. This motherfucker's short. It's like it's a tiny window.
Good thing you ain't a big person.
You feel me?
Good thing you ain't a BBW.
I had to squeeze in that motherfucker. You feel me? And then you feel me, like mind you, whole time, like so, like I had to get into the second story, like from into the second story window. You feel me, I finessed my way, whatever.
That gotta be worth it.
I finessed my way, whatever. I got inside a window which was tight as hell. You feel me? But I got inside, and then I had mind you, it's not even like I would like. You feel me? I'm sneaking in. You feel me? So like I gotta. That's the reason I'm going through a window. So I gotta be quiet as hell in the motherfucker. You feel me? She gotta be quiet as hell. It was like a little apartments type shit.
You feel me? Wait, one person will be waking everybody up.
And then her parents' room was like right next door. You feel me? Like I ain't know this till after. You feel like that? It was, bro. This was like back in high school. Like from like some.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You feel me? Like, but like that was. Looking back at it, that was some wild shit though.
That's the only time you're doing some shit like that back in high school. Yeah. On some real shit.
Yeah.
High school.
Yeah.
Nigga, literally climb all types of heights just for the depths of some pussy, dog.
We was wild.
I snuck in the front door before.
Yeah. You snuck in the front door.
Yep. He said I snuck in the front door.
I don't know. That don't sound sneaky.
It's reasonable.
That don't sound sneaky. I snuck through the front door.
I feel like you got in late, bro. I feel like you. I would have took that. I'm gonna tell you exactly. I would have took that one any day. Like, snuck,
I'm trying to like process that a little bit.
It was late enough that.
Oh, it was late.
She, feel me? It was like, it wasn't late, late, but it was like 9 something. But it's late. It's a school night. And feel me? She devised a plan. She was like, oh, did you? I was expecting something in the mail. Did you see? And she was like, no. I heard her mom in the back, like, no, just go check the door. And she opened the door. I just walked right in. And then she had a little, for me, a little downstairs.
Oh, room. She finessed something crazy. Yeah, so she finessed something crazy.
I just snuck through the door. You know what I mean? Agility. Like, you feel me? Just in the door. Like,
you know what I mean? No, I respect it.
That might be crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. When I was in high school, nigga. Niggas is lying about even their names for pussy, dog. Niggas lie. They lie about their names. They lie about their age.
If I was single at this age, I'd lie about my name, too. Hell no.
Niggas used to lie about their age. Back in, sixth grade. I'm like sixth, seventh grade. Niggas
talking about, I'm really 13.
Niggas want to be a year older.
What you talking about? Yo, where am I? But niggas felt like that shit held mad weight, though.
Feel me? I'm about to be 17. Feel me?
Yeah, niggas used to feel like that shit held mad weight back in the day. Like, yeah.
When you talk to older women, they be hitting with that. You're a baby.
Nah,
you famous. Okay.
All right.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. This is your bag either way. Or hold a good on. Story.
You got a girl?
Yeah.
You say you got a girl, nigga. Right, cool. It's a Jamaican girl.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Okay, yeah, got some island pum pum and never turn back, nigga. What you talking about? And she ain't need no papers. What are you talking about? That's some good island pum pum right there, dog.
That's a fact.
You know, if you leave her, she ain't going to get deported. You could definitely get a double back.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to fly to Jamaica for it.
She'll still be here.
That's a fact.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
What's the next biggest thing for you when it comes to your music career? Like, what's the next accolade that you want to cross off your personal
list? Hold on, I'm glad you said that because I had some shit fuckery to say.
Go ahead.
Never mind.
Go ahead. No,
answer
say
that question.
No, I gotta say the fuckery after.
I gotta get shawty. That'll be a huge accomplishment for me. I gotta get shawty.
Right?
100%.
What number you looking to be? Anywhere on it?
Anywhere on it. I ain't get there yet, so anywhere. That'll be valid on me. I gotta get charted.
Do you really think you need validation from Billboard? Or is that just a
I don't think, I don't need, I definitely don't. I 100%, absolutely not. I don't. And thus far in my career, you feel me, I've you know, thrived and strived, you feel me, without it. But that's just, you know, a goal for me. That's something that I want to do. You feel me, to set the tone in my, you feel me, for myself.
Okay.
You feel me?
Like, I know where I'm at now.
100%.
I know where I'm at. I know the recognition I'm getting.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Say it, fucker. Please.
I honestly forgot it, and good thing I forgot it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know? That's why I asked if you had a girl. I had to remember. Make sure that the questions I asked ain't crazy enough.
Nigga, like, coming from somebody with a wife.
That's cool.
Wow.
She know what I do.
Set people up for failure?
Nah. I just talk shit on the microphone. That's it. Okay.
If you had the opportunity to be in a polygamous relationship, would you do it?
I don't know. I feel like one is enough work.
Yo, facts. I completely agree with that.
You a smart man. Yo.
I feel like one is enough work. You feel me? Like,
and one is expensive enough.
Especially, you know why I think you saying that? Because you dealing with a Jamaican girl. That's why.
That's a lot to deal with.
That's not easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? My woman from the islands too, and it's not easy.
Are you a handful yourself too? Do you give her a hard time?
I don't think I do. I wouldn't say I do.
So you pretty easy going?
I believe so.
So even with this music shit going on right now, she don't be on your shit and be like, she complete trust, all of that?
100%. She don't get on me about nothing. It's not even that type of, like, It's not even that type of party. Like, you feel me? Straight, you feel me?
She know the vibes already.
100%.
So you do everything in respect of her as well, too, but you also know that you have to market yourself a certain way when it comes to this type of shit.
100%.
All
right. My wife be pressing me. Oh, who about to be there? Oh, this girl's on the podcast. I'm like, yo, it's work. What you want me to do? All dudes? Like, what the fuck type of shit is that? You want me to record all dudes only?
Nah, you feel me? Nah, feel me? Like, I've been in situations, you feel me, like that, you feel me? Like, but I think you just, like, you feel me, going through certain situations and shit like that, you feel me? Like, you feel me? You know what you trying to look for, you feel me, after, you feel me, after a while. So, like,
You don't see yourself even want to mess up what you have because you feel like it's too much work for what to even get anything good out here anyway.
100%.
What do you feel like the dating pool is out here from the perspective of somebody who's already dating somebody?
What the, so like, describe what you mean by that.
What, how would you describe the dating pool for somebody who's already in a relationship?
So how would I describe?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people who have different perspective on what it's like dating nowadays. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in relationship would tell you that they don't even want to go back to dating because that shit is dangerous.
Can, right. can I tell you what I think it's like so I can give you an example?
Honey.
I think it's a lot of women wanting things. And I think it's a lot of people not actually doing what they say they're going to do. So, to be honest, I'm not even trying to fuck with nobody because I would not trust not near one of these bitches, to be honest with you.
100%. 100%. And
if my wife leave me, it's papers behind that shit. So, I'm taking half. She make more than me right now. So, that's right now.
Yeah.
And even if she wanted to leave me then, she could have half. She been with me through the mud. So, that's what I feel like.
She got two of your kids.
Exactly.
I feel like the dating pool, it's just, you know, relationships nowadays is just really like toxic. You feel me? They really toxic. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And you feel me? I ain't gonna lie, I'm toxic. You feel me?
Hence the song Toxic.
I'm you feel me? I'm toxic. You feel me?
Like, you're admitting to being toxic.
Oh yeah.
So you are the problem.
I'm not like I'm not toxic no more. I'm saying at heart I'm a toxic nigga.
You
feel me?
You believe the past, present, and future is all the same time. So.
You feel me?
When you say you were, you are. You feel me? You were and you will be.
You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, I get you.
You feel me? I've had to had to find the right person to cope me because if I'm fighting fire with fire, you feel me?
It's gonna get burned.
Fact. Oh, yeah. You feel me?
You gotta be calm.
You feel me? So like, if like I know if I'm in that situation, I'm going to this day, I'll be fire. I'm going to get into a zone I'm not trying to get into. You feel
it's
me?
Gonna make it worse.
Per se, it's just gonna make it worse. You feel me? But when you find somebody that you feel me could click with, you feel me, it's just gonna flow, you feel me, like, you don't even gotta worry about being toxic, you don't gotta worry about, you feel me, getting into that, you feel me, into that zone, or into that, you feel me, whatever you wanna call it, but.
So with that being said, do you believe in prenups?
I want to say no. I understand why people do it. You feel me? Because I feel like if I'm investing into a person, let me not say that. I'm not even gonna finish the sentences. Let me take it back. I don't see myself doing it because I feel like I would be invested, like, you feel me, like with that person, you feel, like, for real, to a level where like that wouldn't even really matter. You feel me? And if I am gonna leave them in the future, you feel me? That's the person I've been invested with. You feel me? So like I would hope they not that broke on their ass. You feel me? Like regardless, of, like, you feel me? Whatever, but at the same time, I'm not gonna say I would do it because I understand. Like I said, I do understand why it's done. You feel me? And at the end of the day, you feel me? Like, people do have fucked up intentions. You feel me? Like, so like, if I wasn't maybe like I don't know. You feel me? Like I just I don't know if like if once that moment came, if like you feel me, I would just want to like play my cards like in a certain way. You feel
so
what I'm saying?
So for now, this is your stance.
But for right now,
that's your stance.
For right now, because I don't see myself like really feel me trying to not anytime soon. You feel me? Like right
so
now, right
know
now,
where you're gonna be career wise anyway.
Exactly. You feel me? But like. Right now, like at this point, right now, I don't see myself doing that.
Things might
like,
change next year, though.
But they might change tomorrow.
Facts.
You feel me?
They like, might change by the time you leave tonight.
they might change right now.
Facts.
You feel me?
That's
shit.
Some real like, shit. That's some real motherfucking shit right there, man.
But yeah.
So see me, I believe in prenups only if I plan on being faithful the entire time. If I know I'm gonna cheat. Yeah, let's sign a prenup. If I'm going to be faithful, no prenups.
But, like, yeah.
Because I feel like if I know I'm going to cheat, you deserve anything once I get caught. You deserve half of it once I get caught. But if I know I'm going to be faithful, bitch, you knew the drill.
I feel you. I feel
That's
you.
Just me.
I feel you.
I know I ain't shit.
I feel you.
Nah, I'm about to sign one if I...
What if your girl hit you with a prenup?
I respect it. That's some bullshit.
You signing it?
That's some bullshit. Like, I respect it.
You signing it right away, or you giving her some resistance?
I will rip that shit. Like, yo, fucking like, hey, woman.
I respect.
Like, bitch, I've been with you for 10 years, and you finally did it. You gonna make me sign a prenup?
Prenup,
bitch, I'm gonna sue you.
Right? Now I want alimony and child support. Fuck out of here.
Yo, shout out to the men who are collecting alimony, yo. You're a real one, bro.
Facts.
That is a win for the men out there, yo. Because not a lot of men could say they're collecting child support and alimony, dog.
100%.
That's a rare thing right there, yo.
I ain't never heard that. Men be collecting child support?
Yeah.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah. Hell yeah, there's deadbeat moms out there, bro.
That's
hell
a real thing.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They need to shine some light on that because I ain't never heard
yeah.
that.
Yeah, there's deadbeat moms out there, nigga. It's more common than you think it really is.
That's crazy.
Deadbeat moms fucked up, bro.
Yeah. I think we love pussy so much we blinded by the woman behind the pussy.
And I know they out there for sure, but like you feel me, like I ain't know they paying.
Nah,
like,
single dads out there getting their reparations from their baby mama.
I thought it was like a segregation type of thing. Like that's only I thought it was only the niggas. Like I thought it was only
it was like Section 8, only women get approved. Like,
it's very difficult. However, it gets done. Perfect.
It's difficult. It's like it's more difficult.
Right, I got a perfect story for you. You know this guy in I think it was like some South American country. I don't know, Argentina or some shit like that or some whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He changed his gender to a woman and got custody of his kids.
Changed his gender.
How would that even be possible? Because like,
so he's not a mom.
No, now he is a woman in the government's eyes.
So now they have to appeal to her as a woman.
Yeah, it's the mom. It's real.
That's different. I ain't even gonna comment on that. That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. That's tough.
He did that. Yep.
That's tough.
Man,
I respect
Canada
it.
Changed his gender to get cheaper car insurance.
Say that again.
A man in Canada changed his gender to get cheaper car insurance.
Oh, so we just finessing the system, basically.
That's what they do.
Wait. You can change your gender just on paper, right?
That's what it means.
That's all it means, right?
That's all it means.
You can just go down to City Hall and be like, I'm a woman.
That's all that it means. That's all that it fucking means. It don't mean nothing else. It means that on paper, it's you're a woman. That's all it means. It don't mean shit else.
I thought me going down to City Hall and putting an LLC on your name just because I hate you was devious.
That's foul.
I've always wanted to do that just because I hated somebody.
That's so
but I've never I never reached that point
like
with anybody.
Like you fucking license their name.
Yeah, I want to go patent their
Jesus
name.
Christ. Yo, I will sue you every time you sign your name somewhere.
When you get paid,
no,
I get
I'm
paid.
Saying, no, that's what I'm saying. Like every time your name comes up, I'm gonna sue you because I own your name.
You can't do nothing business wise in your name ever. Ever. Like say I go patent your name before you patent your name. You could never have the artist name. Never.
Yeah,
and if you do, I can sue you.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's
why I've always wanted to do that. to literally just be like, nigga, I own your name. Ha ha.
That'd be some fucked up shit.
That's the closest you can come to owning somebody.
Nah, that's why you gotta make sure you own your shit. You feel me?
That's why I say that.
Super level of petty.
Cause there's niggas like me out there that could literally just go down to City Hall, pay $120 in the state of Connecticut and own you legally.
That's a fact.
It's like owning a star you know you'll never visit.
Niggas gonna start.
That is the greatest finesse, bro.
Niggas gonna start adding numbers to their name. It's gonna start being a game of tag shit. Fuck you, niggas got their shit. Niggas got that shit. We gonna put some other shit. Fuck you talking about.
I'm so mad I never thought about that.
Nigga, I've been thought about that. What are you talking about?
Why was I not the guy that thought about making motherfuckers pay for stars? What?
Yo, facts. Think about that, right?
What?
Imagine buying a star you would never be able to visit.
That nigga has name already. That nigga has name already from me.
Bro, you sell the same star 40 times.
That's like selling an NFT, though. Selling a star is like selling an NFT. You can sell the same. You can sell the same NFT to multiple people.
Nah.
Yes.
Y'all be fucking with the NFTs.
I don't know what a non-fungible token.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is
to fuck with it.
I know it's something that like they you gotta hop on now. You feel me?
Yeah, it's one of those. I think I missed the mark.
It's one of those types of shit.
Yeah, I missed the mark. I missed the mark. It's kind of like with GameStop.
Absolutely.
I missed the mark.
I did a little research.
If you hopped onto GameStop when it was $150 a share, you missed the mark.
100%.
You missed the motherfucking mark.
But nah, it's still going crazy from what I understand. What happened?
I fucked up on that day, man.
The wow. GameStop shit?
My boy told me, he said, yo, bro, get it. It was at like $50. He's like, yo, get this shit right now, bro. I'm telling you, just buy this shit right now. And I'm like, why? I'm like, nigga, he's like, nigga, it's about to go up. I'm like, bro, you're lying to me. Like,
what game?
Huh? GameStop.
GameStop.
The stock.
So
you remember when GameStop?
Yeah.
When people became millionaires going off that stock?
That shit shot up. Yeah.
So what people were doing was
they just kept buying it.
People that buy a whole bunch of stocks.
Yeah.
But it was very volatile. Mm-hmm. Very volatile. So they'll buy it up and increase the stock. So if you bought GameStop was on point one point like $5 a share.
$6.
Yes, $5 a share. Imagine buying 100 shares of GameStop for $5.
Yeah.
And then now that 500 shares, no, that 100 shares is now worth $153.
$400.
That shit is crazy.
Exactly.
Yo. That shit is
bro,
crazy.
Bro, and then you sell that now.
Y'all ain't hop on that?
Nah, we missed the mark.
This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm not.
I didn't miss Dogecoin.
I missed it a little bit, but I got it.
I missed the Bitcoin one. I made a couple money off Bitcoin, but I never cashed out and then it crashed.
I missed Bitcoin at like $2,000.
I want the world to crash again so bad. I'm gonna be rich if COVID Part 2 happens, yo.
That's really why that shit flourished though.
Because of COVID.
That's really why that shit flourished, and that's the time it actually came out for real. Listen, you feel me? That's where it really got pushed.
If the world shut down right now, we have COVID number 2. I guarantee you, in 6 months, I'm rich.
Nah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
I know everything I need to do now to be rich. Mm-hmm. I'm already doing it already. We have our podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop a book. And I'm going to fucking start a business.
Yeah.
That's because everybody's scared to go outside. So I'm going to do everything that everybody's scared to go outside for.
100%.
Nigga, I would say fuck DoorDash. Fuck what's the new grocery shit? Instacart. I'll say fuck them. And I would start my own delivery service. Cut the middleman out.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you need groceries? Just make me a list. I'll go do it.
He goes tank.
Deadass! I've learned!
Yeah.
That's how they got big.
100%.
They started a business that everybody wanted.
Real shit.
Why not just duplicate that?
Instacart going stupid right now, too. Everybody's
on Instacart. Everybody
on Instacart right now.
Nigga, it's to the point, COVID started pickup orders. Now, it never went away. It's still a main, huge thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to do curbside pickup now.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah,
but before COVID, it was
whole,
okay.
They got the whole setup now too.
Exactly, like, it's implemented to the stores now. So now, why can't I start my own business and go to these companies and says, I have my own delivery service. if you want to cut the cost of these people, I deliver for this rate.
Yeah. That's a fact. That's a fact. Shit.
You have the time.
Yeah. Shit, I don't got the time.
I'm talking about the COVID. During COVID. You have the time.
You got the time, though. That's a fact. That's a fact.
So why not figure this shit out?
Nah, that's a fact.
Nigga, during, I thought about...
COVID, you had a time. That was a time to really, like... Yo, flourish. Like, that was a time for a lot of people to flourish, you know, in businesses and a lot of different things that, you know, people had going on for themselves. But, you know, the whole world shut down and
the world, everybody shut down with it.
Everybody shut down with it. So,
you ain't
but
come out of COVID doing something different or doing something at all, you
don't waste your damn time. Like, you don't,
I'm gonna say this.
You were scared. You was in the fucking house trying to duck for shit.
I'm gonna paint this one picture. Imagine how much the nigga who produced plexiglass made during COVID.
Plexiglass.
Every time you go into these stores and everywhere you see these glass shielding people, that's plexiglass.
Yeah.
Imagine how much that nigga made.
That boy came up something vicious. For sure. That shit was at every store.
Being in the plexiglass business in COVID is like owning a tumbleweed company in a deserted town.
Yeah, are y'all vaccinated? Y'all got the vaccine?
No.
Nah?
I am.
You vaccinated? No,
I didn't have to, but...
He's a manager.
You
he's
didn't
a
have manager. To?
I didn't have to.
What's your take on that?
It is what it is now.
100%.
You vaccinated?
I don't know. That's a...
I can't do it. I couldn't do it because look at the shit that's coming along with it now. Like, all right, did you know in New York it was actually deemed unconstitutional for them to actually force the vaccine onto workers?
No, unconstitutional.
Now they actually have to
back. It is unconstitutional.
They have to
back pay
every worker that they forced out of work because of that.
Wow.
That's why Kyrie's getting so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because now they owe Kyrie millions.
Yeah.
Because he decided not to get the vaccine and they decided not to pay him.
Yeah.
So because of that, now they have to pay him all that back money.
Nah, they've been doing Kyrie dirty for like the last 2 years, and I feel like they've been.
What's your take on that? With the most recent one. So do you know why they like that's the reason why they're doing him dirty now? Because of the whole COVID shit. Because he never took the vaccine, and he still decided, and they actually forced him out of work. Yeah. So every time he didn't play, they have to now pay him for that.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're trying to do is, instead of paying him those millions or billions of dollars, they're trying to put him in a situation where he to accept like a settlement, or they don't have to pay him at all.
Even so, right now,
that's what they're doing to him right now. So that's why
he can't play in the home games right now.
He can't, but that's why he couldn't play, because it's like this before, is why you can play. They made it hard for him to play. They was like, before you can play, you have to cross this list, check this off the list, check this off the list.
Right.
You have to do anti-Semitic training. It's like,
yeah.
What?
Nah, they were definitely going crazy on him. My thing with Kyrie is that like I have like for me my thing with Kyrie is just people's take on Kyrie. I feel like people are more mad at Kyrie for the fact that he's not playing because of the fact that he doesn't have the shot and like he doesn't want to do it. You feel me? But like my feelings like how I feel is that like my opinion is that if that's not something that he wants to do, you feel me? Like why are we mad at him for expressing himself or making that decision?
In a country that's big on freedom of speech.
Absolutely, freedom of speech. You feel me? Exactly my point. That's just really my take. I just don't like the stance that people have on Kyrie. You feel me? Like they make him out to be more of like a villain. And you feel me? Like he's
because they don't want to pay him.
Exactly.
But to me, the reason I ask is. Again, Kyrie is another example of the path that you're striving for, because when you made the comment saying music isn't the end goal for you, that's right. Like what he's doing, and that's why he can take the stands that he can take, because basketball isn't the end goal for him.
It's more than just
somebody
basketball
like him. Somebody like LeBron can take a lifetime deal with Nike.
Right.
Kyrie would never do that.
Right.
No.
Right.
Because basketball isn't his end goal.
I think Kyrie just he's just if I'm not mistaken, he's partnering with like a black owned.
Yes, for a new sneaker deal.
Black owned shoe, right?
For a new sneaker deal right now. And that's gonna be
dope.
Fucking fire.
Yeah, that's fire. That's
dope. That's gonna be fire. I love that he's doing that right now, because right now I feel like we need more black creatives more than anything.
Absolutely.
Because creatives are the people that change the world.
And they need to be more what's the right word for it? pushed. Mm. That's the right way. Like they need to be more like in the spotlight.
Yes.
Because a lot of the times, also
they need to be highlighted more.
A lot of the times, the only people who do like this is not no, there's no shot to anybody who does do anything.
It could be.
It could be taken as, but
if the shoe fits.
But a lot of times when you have people who do like independent shoe companies, you got like a Ben Ball. I mean, not a Ben Ball, like a baller, like you know.
Like, oh, BBBB?
Yeah, them shits not like, them shits not lit. Like, who's really gonna wear them shits? Like, he ain't nobody to really influence that type of shit. Like, only person that could really come out with their own shoe would be like Kanye. Mm-hmm. And everybody would be leading the way. But everybody else really just follows trends, and even Kanye follows trends and goals on a brand. You know what I mean? Nobody is really doing that. Like, Kyrie's a very influential person.
Absolutely.
And for him to go where nobody else is going. Facts. It's like Deion Sanders going to historically black college to coach football.
Right.
Yeah.
So now it brings different attention and bring a different highlight.
Absolutely.
So now we get them shits on. You get them shits on ESPN now because facts. Just because of that.
You're highlighting Kyrie. You're highlighting the establishment. Right
there. Absolutely.
No, that's what we need. We need those outlets. Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say. The same exact thing. We definitely need that. We need that highlight more because I feel like that's you feel me. Like that's something that's you know. Always more push under the rug, you feel me, whatever the case may be. But like facts. Definitely need those moments highlighted.
Facts.
But yeah, man. My fault, I lost my shit.
No, you good?
I lost my shit though right there.
You wanna start hitting some rapid random questions real quick?
Rapid random questions.
Yeah.
Sure.
What we doing?
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I wanna say 14. I want to say 14. I ain't not that fast, honestly. Like, I was.
Did you struggle finding the hole?
I struggled to get it in. Nah. I ain't worried.
When you wear ripped jeans, do you lotion the parts that's exposed on your knees?
Yeah. if they ashy, I usually put lotion on for me before whatever, but like if for me like for sure like if them shit's ashy, I put some lotion on.
But when you were single, did you sneak a smelling before you had sex?
Did I what?
You sneak a smelling.
I think you always naturally just gotta do that. Like you feel me before anything. You feel me? Like you always naturally just gotta. You feel me? Find a way to. You feel me? Make sure you diving into the right ocean or whatever.
If a girl put her tongue in your ear doing foreplay, how do you react?
Shit, that's some freaky shit. Like,
you a freaking nigga.
Is she wilding?
Just write the question. Nah, I go to Shirley House for me. Like at first, it wasn't like I was just trying to get to it and be out because this was a little hold that for work on it. So you know, she go bathe and shit, whatever. She come back, you know, I'm about to do the thing for me, and she start like fucking like I ain't never had this shit happen in my life. She like swiped my whole ear, my nigga. Like took the tongue, like went the little part right here, my nigga. You see the little part right here, the little crevice right here. I was like, oh,
she licked the lobe.
And then yeah, and then
no, that's not even the lobe. I don't know what that's called.
I went inside and my ear was wet. My nigga, I was
like, she gave you a wet Winnie with her tongue.
Oh my god, he's holding up.
I was like, I don't know how to feel.
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I've had that happen to me before, and the first time it happened to me, I'm not gonna lie. Like, as she was kissing around, like, you know your body get a little weak because you're getting kissed in places you've never been kissed before. I've never been kissed around that part before. And then she got to the ear, my body did like a little, like this, and then
tense up.
Like tensed up a little bit, and then when her tongue went in my ear, my body just stood like this for like 5 minutes.
I froze up.
Yeah, I just stood there. I barely blinked. I just stood there. I was like,
that's that feeling. It's like, hold up.
I was just processing it. I was like, do I react like I like it? Do I?
I was like, ah.
That shit one of them, like, you feel me? That shit one of them ticklish. Like,
yeah. It's like, ooh, hold on, girl. I wasn't ready for that. Hold on. You gotta warn me next time.
You let a woman suck on your toes.
Nah, I ain't going for that shit. I ain't even going for that shit. I ain't going for that shit. I ain't even.
What about the nipples?
Hey. I ain't going for that shit either. Like, I mean, you can go for, you can kiss down for me. You feel me?
Suck like, up. If she about to give you some head, she can start down. You can kiss the nipple all the way down.
You could go crazy for me, go work the way down and shit like that.
But you gotta make sure your destination is.
You feel me? Make sure you got a destination though. Like, don't get stuck up. Like,
bitch, don't come sucking on my nipple now.
Like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, nigga? Like, the fuck going on?
Next thing you know, your whole nipple in her mouth.
I'm
like,
I'm gonna start knocking her ass. Like, fuck going on, bro?
What if a girl pick you up while y'all kissing? Hey. I'm sorry, I gotta ask that one.
You gotta be strong. I don't know. You gotta,
yeah, I go to the gym. There's a strong one.
You gotta be strong. It's like, I don't know. I'll probably wiggle in this shit. Like, what the fuck? You know when you try to pick up a dog or some shit, that nigga, they try to get picked up, that nigga start wiggling this shit. Like, I'll be like, fuck going on. Fuck going on.
Put me down. I'm not gonna lie, I'm 50-50 on that.
Wait, why?
I'm 50-50.
So wait, why?
I'm 50-50 on that.
You will allow a woman.
Alright, she let her pin you up on the wall real quick. Look,
nah, yeah. you going too far. Tonight I'm making me reconsider my answer. No, imagine that shit.
Like, pin you up against the wall.
Pick her, no, we like, kissing, and she picked me up, wrapping her legs around me, and put me on the counter. Like, and then start kissing on my neck.
She started sucking on nipples.
That's why you don't
like it. Rubbing on your balls at the same time.
Nah, you wild.
Nah, it's like, do I like this or am I being emasculated?
Nah,
it's like
a wild. Violation of your manhood. That's why you don't allow a woman to pick you up, because then you start doing weird shit. So, women are not allowed to do and be in control of me. Like that.
Nah,
I would never allow a woman.
I really do believe women get carried away the minute you get
like a dominant woman.
I kind of do. I do. I'm not going to lie. I do. Like, don't handcuff me. I can handcuff you, but you can't handcuff me.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be in that type of
like, control. I like our physical, I want our physical strength to be equal-ish.
I still want
to be more stronger, but I don't want it to be a big difference in our physical strength.
I don't want to like if you're this when I say this. I like to drive. I don't want to drive.
Honey, nah, that's honey. No, I'm talking about sexually.
I'm talking about life.
I'm talking about both.
But I'm one of those men that believe that I would only be with a woman that I can trust to lead when I need her to. Because as a man, there's days that
honey.
That you just, you don't have it in you, you know?
She got to be a queen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when you wake up in those days, like even sexually in life, you just wake up, you just don't have it in you to lead. You have to be comfortable. Like she's going to lead in a manner of how you would.
She would never let you get jumped. That's so funny. Fight that nigga. I know my wife is gangster.
You fighting bitches for your woman?
I'm smacking a bitch for my woman.
Two piecing,
nigga. I'm squaring up ASAP. Real shit.
What?
Molly whops. All the way around.
Molly. These fists coming flying right into your eye.
To be honest with you, my eyes will probably get big. Come on, like, this is my opportunity to hit a woman.
Like,
it's funny, like, right? You won't hit a woman that hits you, but you will hit a woman that's gonna hit your woman.
Where the mom mother? Where the mom mother?
Your men are different and weird in so many ways. Yo,
where the mom mother? You're supposed to be the protector.
Yeah, but if you gonna hit my woman, I'm gonna hit you.
You ain't got time to get your husband. Okay, Matthew, get up.
By the time you wake up, the crowd going.
You'll be like,
this is what you call a nigger moment.
I'm about to go. Bah.
It was the black guy.
Matter of fact, she won't even know I'm around the corner. My wife just gonna be organ and coming out of nowhere. Boom.
Hey, hitting women ain't funny though.
Nah, absolutely not.
Everything in life is funny if you find a way to make it funny. I'm one of those people, I don't care how fucked up you think I am, everything in life is funny if you know a way to make it funny.
You gotta make it everything positive. I respect that.
Yeah, it's not even a matter of making it positive. I just feel like in life you should be able to laugh at everything or else you're gonna take everything too serious.
100%.
That's just me. Because sometimes in life, as much as I think life is deep, not everything is that serious. You have to learn how to weave and differentiate between the things that requires your energy and things that don't.
100%.
So that's what I mean by like, so I will laugh at certain things even if other people won't, because I know it don't require that energy to keep going into that deeper thought and just getting attached to that thought, because when you take on certain energies, that shit linger, bro.
100%.
And I don't want certain lingering energies because I already have a lot going on for my own motherfucking self. Exactly. God has already given me a lot of hard battles already that I have to fight. Well, I gotta fight yours too.
100%.
Especially if I'm not getting pussy out of it. That's the only time somebody's hard body was worth it, when you're getting pussy out of it, bro.
100%. I think that's big, bro. Cause now you keeping your frequency. You feel me? Like at a high level at all times. Like, so you always vibrating high. You feel me? You always got a good energy no matter what. You feel me? Like you good. You feel me? Like don't other people's energy ain't gonna affect yours
at all
because of how you move. You
I
feel
elevate
me?
Like, you don't devolve me exactly. In any way. No matter what you bring. Because I know what I am and I'm consistent with that shit and I only know what I allow in here. Mm-hmm. You can never make me vibrate on a lower frequency no matter what.
Absolutely not.
I can wake up and vibrate lower than I was yesterday.
Right.
But it will never be because of somebody else.
Because you affected me. Like, I think people get affected by other people's energy so quick.
Too much.
You feel me? It's just like at the end of the day, like it's not helping the situation at all. Like, you feel me? Like, you're fighting, like, back to what we were saying, you're fighting fire with fire. You feel
exactly.
me? Like,
and you, feel
and you bigger. Could you could feel like oh, you got your little, you feel me? Like, you feel me? Oh, you're bigger than that person or whatever. You feel me? Like, you're tougher than that person or whatever, because you're talking your shit, whatever. But like, at the end of the day, that shit, like, what is that really doing for you or the situation?
Facts.
Or that person?
How
you feel
that
me?
Make you a better person in the
what exactly at the end of the day after that situation, like, where did the like elevation come from? Like, you
Facts.
Feel me? Like, I fuck around like motherfuckers because we have a, you feel me, badass day through McDonald's or some shit in the fucking intercom or some shit, and I'm talking like, you feel me, I'm still gonna be like, all right, thank you, appreciate you.
Facts.
Like, you feel me, like thank
honestly,
you.
Honestly, I end every statement with I appreciate you. With every encounter, I don't say thank you no more.
Honey,
I've learned thank you doesn't hit that hard, you know, because it's expected.
Honey,
but when you tell somebody I appreciate you for even the little things, it makes them like, oh,
yo, exactly. Like that.
Sometimes you just gotta get out your feelings.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like that makes them check themselves.
Exactly,
it might not, but it has
it
a
might.
Chance.
Sometimes it
has a chance to fuck around, make that person like sit there
on,
and
wait.
Sit far back, like check themselves, like yo, I'm
me
over here
doing
wild.
My everyday
like,
tasks. You appreciate me for my everyday tasks, things that I'm hired to do, things like that.
Exactly,
it's like
you
yeah,
feel
nigga,
because
if you come into my job and you appreciate the things that I'm doing for you,
exactly,
it makes me want to go above and beyond for you just because.
Like people really don't understand. Like people like really be going through shit. Like everybody's like every single person is different. Like
Facts.
You don't know what people is going through, bro, like at all, you feel
Facts.
Me, like people all have a different like mindset, a different perspective of what's going on around them, and they all have a different, you feel me, a whole different journey and story of you feel me, like we're on this game together, you feel me, but we all have our own realities, you
exactly.
feel me, at the end of the day, you feel
it's
me?
Like the 6ix9ine theory.
We can look at the
same thing, but we're looking at it from two different perspectives.
Exactly.
So you're
gonna
get
six,
two different,
you see a nine.
Exactly.
You feel me? We're both looking at that. Look it down.
No, you don't like the 69?
No, wait, what?
Nah, pause, hold on. What happened?
On the highway, we're all on the same road, but it's all different destinations.
That's true. We all at different paces as well, too.
You ever drive on the highway and just like, I don't wonder where that person's going?
I do that all the time. I feel like that's one of my favorite pastimes in life. Like, I go to the park. I'm dead ass. I go to the park, and I bring, like, two splits with me, and I bring, like, a drink, and I'll take a shot, and I'll smoke, and I literally give everybody I see their own story based off how they look, how they walk, how they dress, the people they're walking with. And, like, I just like that. I just like,
you're just
it's the writer
you're
in me. Yeah, it's the writer in me, because it's like, to me, I'm creating a whole story for
reality.
This person who already have their own story.
Right.
But now, just me off looking at them could create a whole nother story for them.
Absolutely.
So
that's
I
dope.
Love shit like that, yo. Like, yeah. I just love looking at strangers and be like, oh, you did. And you'd be that surprised at how close you are to their real life, bro.
That only develops you as a writer as well. You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, that's dope as hell. You
so you see things from multiple. Because I believe that. To be a true creative, you have to be able to put yourself in other people's shoes.
Absolutely.
Like, that's truly important.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
That's why I love my poetry, dog, because I can write something deep, and it sounds personal, but I've never went through it.
Absolutely.
Never
it
went
might, it. It might be something that if somebody you single through, you feel me,
I just
somebody
had a
around
conversation
you went through.
With somebody, and they were so deep with me that I literally felt their feelings.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like, niggas don't understand the importance of that, feeling somebody else's pain. Absolutely. Feeling somebody else's joy, feeling their happiness. That's another powerful statement within itself. And, like, yeah, you could take on energies, but you have to know what type of energy you have to take on from certain people. Because people always like to pass off their misery to other people, even subconsciously. They don't even realize they're doing it. Because every time we're miserable and we find somebody who's willing to pick that misery up, we're going to give it to them.
Right.
Without even second guessing it.
Right.
That ass, bro. That's a we fact. All do it.
That's a fact. That's what we give. You feel me?
But so like, we gotta find ways to how we can balance that shit out as well too.
Absolutely.
You if you're gonna me, give, you gotta take.
Absolutely.
You have to take.
Yo, damn. I feel like we need a partner
for this. 100%.
To be honest with you, listening to your music, I kind of already knew this was gonna be a lot deeper than.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be jokes. I'm getting ready to be jokes. I'd be joking and laugh.
No, but we still did, though.
We did.
No, listen,
yeah, but it wasn't as much as I thought it was. Like, this conversation reached different levels than I actually expected.
100%, 100% out.
I did expect this a little bit, too, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie.
I expected it, but I didn't expect it to go...
this level.
You know? As deep as we went, I didn't expect to go fire.
He's saying, because your manager told us you're funny, so I thought we were going to be funny.
That's the bar I was set for. I didn't know we were going to go fire.
I have a higher level of respect for you as a person now. And honestly, this is why we do the podcast. I'm going to just say this. This is why we do the podcast, bro. Like, it's not about what you do. What you do is very important, but we don't have you on here for what you do. You're going to go on another platform and they're going to ask you every question we could have asked you today. So we don't want you to feel like you came here and you have this script on how you're going to answer those questions, you know?
Absolutely.
And if they come up, it's because it's out of genuine conversation.
Right.
So
right.
We use this to highlight you as a person.
Right. Absolutely.
Literally. And I told that to your manager too. And I was like, bro, we want to have you on because... all these, like, I've watched you, all these other platforms, it's involved with you doing music shit.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Working.
Nah, I appreciate that, and I respect what y'all got going on, you feel me? Like, I definitely respect y'all platform, you feel me? I respect everything y'all doing, man. Like, and I see the vision y'all see for what y'all got going on, you feel me? And y'all just keep doing what
thank
y'all
you,
doing.
Thank you, man. That means absolutely. A lot coming from you.
Absolutely.
That means a lot. I'm going to snip it and post it and run with it and say, J-Rock Jack. Gave us a cosign. So you have to fuck with us because you fuck with him because he fuck with us.
100%.
That's 100%. All that means.
100%. Hey, man. J-Rock Jax.
Wait. I have to ask this because I'm surprised you didn't ask this. I got to ask this personally.
Yes, sir.
Where does your name come from? What is the meaning behind your name? Because I know a J-Rock.
Yeah.
But... your name isn't really just J-Rock. It's J-Rock Jax. What is J-Rock? Is that like a family, a unity type of thing?
Yeah, so like, it's just basically like a story, you know, between me and my father, you know, because coming up in my elementary years, you know, when I was young, I was living with my father, like, out in Florida. Out in, like, you feel me, Hollywood, Florida. That's like,
oh, yeah, that's when I right got next the to best mediocre
that's right next
weed.
To Fort Lauderdale. I right got next
the, best,
Fort Lauderdale, yeah.
The best mediocre weed out there. Yeah, that's where you're gonna get the best mediocre weed.
Yeah, and we were so we was living out there, and you know, my pops was going through, you feel me, some things at the time, where, you know, he had to go away for a little bit. So like, I just remember there was a time where, like, in the backyard of our house, it was like an alleyway, and like in this alleyway there was like these two rocks, two big ass rocks, you feel me? And he was just like, yo, like, you feel me, like, yo, this is Dad Rock, this is J Rock, like, if we ever got to meet up somewhere, you feel me, like, this is where we gonna meet up at, you feel me, like, you feel me, on some shit like that. And so, like, ever since then, like after that, I moved like up north, and That was just my name. I was like, that's why I went by, like.
I see why your dad and like, I see why your dad specifically probably love the fact that you're an artist and have the name that you have right now. It's 100. Like a proud moment for him because it's a connection to him as a dad too.
100%.
That's 100%. Fire.
And then Jax is my middle name. You feel me? So I just combined the two and then I ran with that.
Facts. That's 100%. Fire. I just have to ask because I feel like that name is different. that we roll across, and I feel like the story you have behind it is actually very different too. I feel like that's a deep meaning behind it, and you're not like you're really doing it for your name,
100%.
Because your name is your family.
100%. That's a fact. 100%.
I love that, yo. Yeah, I think we're definitely gonna have to do a part two, man. We're gonna have to catch you when we catch you, because I know you got a busy man, all the success. And the funny thing is, bro, I really do see this, and I mean this again in the most complimentary way ever. You're just beginning.
Yes, sir.
You're really at your start.
Yes, sir.
Like, even when you started, you ain't even start. Even when you thought you was taking it serious, you ain't even start.
Yes, sir.
That shit start when you knew it was for you.
Absolutely.
And this is now. It's now. I see it. This is just me saying it. No, off just meeting you tonight.
Yes, sir.
This is your time for you to just make that stamp of who you're going to be. I see something greatness in you. I see greatness in you. I truly do, bro.
Well, I appreciate
just off
that,
the conversation,
man.
I see you going far. I see myself saying, yeah, he was on Weed and Whiskey. I'm going to be proud of saying
that. We need that part two for sure.
We do. But that's why I wanted to get you before you got busy, because I know what being busy looks like for people who are actually busy. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, you can say you have this plan, but because you did this, it opened up the door for this, and now you have this going on, so you don't have the time you thought you're going to have on Saturday.
Right.
So that's how I look at it.
Absolutely.
So if I can capitalize on now, I'm going to capitalize on now, because you are now. You are happening. Everybody loves you, bro, and I love your music. Personally saying that, and everybody been listening, everybody knows me. I'm a picky ass motherfucker. I'm super picky when it comes to my music, bro. Super picky. And the fact that you give me a reason to listen to these drill beats now, I love that. I've been wanting to get into this. I've been wanting to hop onto that. I've been wanting to drive around, listen to this type of music. Now I can.
100%, man. 100%. I definitely appreciate that, and I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate y'all even for me having me up on the platform, man. I appreciate all that.
What I said to him before you came in here, I said to him, I was like, this nigga don't even know what he did having me as a supporter now. He don't know what he got himself into.
Every single one, it mean the world, man. Bro, it mean the world to me, so.
I'm about to be, it's like, everybody we have on here means something different to us.
So.
And you hit one of those top tier places for us. Like,
nah, don't do me like that. Nah, don't do it for me. Don't, nah, don't
you
do it.
You won't, so I will.
Don't
you won't, so I will.
Like
how
that,
I listen
man.
To my Smooth Haynes. Like how I listen to my Cool Q's. Like how I listen to. Go ahead, give me some more people, bro. Because you know I go blank when they actually try for me to do this as well, too, man.
You
like, yeah, like I listen to even my Sholies. I listen to my Dorian Pierre's. I listen to my Go-Go's. I listen to a lot of my peoples in CT, just like how I listen to them, you're in my playlist. And I'm picky because I only listen to people that takes the time to be on our platform.
100%.
So that's the names that I name, people who've been on our platform. So you are in that list. Me going to work, I'm listening to your music. Me getting drunk and I want to get a hype music, I win hype music, I'm listening to that music.
100%.
If I know I'm about to go get some fucking Pum Pum Dog, I'm listening to Selfish, because that bitch is not getting my sweater.
I'm just
letting that be known. That song is my reminder to not ever let a girl hold my sweater. You know how many sweaters I wish I had, bro?
I wish I got back.
And
wish
they look good on me.
It's a lot of sweaters I wish I done got back.
So you just made an anthem for me, bro. I don't care about everybody else. Everybody else who loved the song, you made that anthem for me. It's a reminder of what not to do when it comes to a girl that's just pretty with good pussy.
You crazy as hell, man. I really appreciate y'all, man. I definitely appreciate y'all, man. It was a blast up here, man. For sure.
All right, now just tell them where they can find you now.
All platforms, J Rock Jax, man. You feel me? That's
spell it because they're illiterate.
J A Y R O C K J X. J Rock Jax. J A Y R O C K J A X.
There we go. I had to slow down for y'all just in case, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, just like how you go to a concert and have somebody that signed for you, that was that.
100%. 100%.
Thank you guys for tuning in for fucking motherfucking Weed and Whiskey. Yes, I did a lot of fucking cuss words with that because I'm so fucking hyped. This is a great motherfucking episode. I was able to be me, the fucking nerd that I am, and I love it. I fucking love it. And I was able to cuss in between it. Oh, you can't get no better than that. It's nothing better than saying smart shit with cuss words in it, dog. Oh my God. That's the balance in life.
100%.
Barbershop talk right there, man.
Yeah, because no money in that locker room.
Thank you guys for tuning in for Weed and Whiskey. And you know what we said at the end of motherfucking episode? Please, 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 please. It's 2023. We can't stress it no more. Grab her by the pussy with consent. Thank you guys. Have a great one.